We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
What the Florida? It is my ode to my home state. Florida, the sunshine state where not the brightest criminals live. And every single week, the state provides more and more material for the Jeff and Jen Show.
God bless Florida.
These stories are going to have you going, what the Florida? Let's first start in Palm Beach, shall we? Over the holidays, Lisa Metzger, 41, of Boca Raton, was really upset with her son. He lost a school-issued iPad. And that's a big deal. If the school gives you an iPad, you got to keep up with it. And if you lose it, you got to replace it by giving the school $400.
Ooh.
So Lisa was mad at her son. And she believed that her son should have to take responsibility and pay that fine himself.
Of course, that's good parenting right there.
So she was having a very heated discussion with her son about it when her mother steps in. Her mother reportedly offers the money instead, at which point mom starts shouting at grandma. And mom, in order to, quote, prove a point, started to threaten her son with a knife. She also pointed the knife at her own mother and said, I will kill you, to which point the cops were called and Lisa has been arrested by the Boca Raton Police Department.
The only person in the history of the world arrested for somebody trying to give them $400.
True. What the Florida? Really? Over an iPad. Okay, this one's got me saying what the Florida. Out of Brevard County, the sheriff's office there had to arrest somebody, and this is all surrounding an inmate. You know, when an inmate is booked into jail, if they've got money on them, the money is taken when they're booked, and then it's returned to them on a debit card at the end when they are released.
Okay.
Well, this time, it was actually a corrections deputy officer who was arrested and charged with fraud after she was stealing the money from the inmate.
Come on. Man. We shouldn't have to go very far.
Yeah, just fishing off the company pier.
Yeah.
Right there in Florida.
Trying to catch you some grouper.
What the Florida? Seriously. All right, and this last one. Going to really have you shaking your heads at an area called the Villages, Florida, where a 60-year-old woman, Lori Joe, got pretty upset.
Of course.
This is over the holiday because her neighbors let their dogs into her yard.
Not at the Villages. Oh. We have rules, we have laws, and you will respect the rules and the laws.
Not only did those dogs go relieve themselves in her yard, she had to go scoop that poop herself, so Lori Jo was P.O.'d.
I didn't put up with this crap, literally.
And the neighbor's dogs were barking and would not stop barking. So what did Lori Jo do? She decided to respond in kind. She started barking back at them.
Who let the dogs out?
Lori Jo was barking back at those dogs so loud that the cops had to be called because she also slapped the owner in the face when they had a confrontation. Woo, she wound up getting arrested on battery and resisting arrest based on the cuts and bruises on her face and her mugshot. She struggled a whole lot with the cops when they came to arrest her.
So she got in her neighbor's face, barked at her like a dog.
Was barking at the dogs.
And then the neighbor came over, and she responded by slapping the neighbor.
And then when the cops showed up, she resisted arrest and kept...
Who let the dogs out?
Barking.
Who let the
those barking dogs. Just put Lori Jo right on over the edge.
Mm-hmm. You're going to want to head over to our Facebook page shortly, because playing the part of Lori Jo will be Kelly Cheese, Dean will be the neighbor, and JP will be the police officer reenacting that What the Florida story. In place of the dogs, we have two tiny stuffed llamas. But that will be up by 10 o'clock this morning.
God bless Florida. We gotta sing.
Wasted away again in Margarita. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Searching for my lost shaker of salt.
Salt, salt, salt.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault.
If you ever have a What the Florida story, send it along to me, would you? You can find me on Facebook, Jeff and Jen Show.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.